Welcome to the online version of the message, a very similar message that we'll bring on Sunday morning. We're also going to have a lot of music on Sunday morning, and I think that's a wonderful thing. But now for the message. And this is in chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and it's a story about Jesus and Zacchaeus. Hear God's word, Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town, and there was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was one of the most influential Jews in the Roman tax collecting business, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a good look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowds. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree beside the road, so he could watch from there. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "come down, for I must be a guest in your home today." Well, Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the crowds were displeased. They said, "He has gone to be a guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "I will give half of my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have overcharged people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus replied, red letter edition, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a son of Abraham, and I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and to save those like him who are lost." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, when we were kids, you say, you're to be seen but not heard. Well, I want to give a different switch to that, and I want to entitle my message to See and Be Seen. I think all of us can be seen, at least we feel as though that we can be truly seen, and it's everybody's greatest wish. This is the basis of all relationships and the desire that we don't need to put on manners or mask. We could just be ourselves and accept for who we are. You know, to be seen is to be known in an intimate way, a real way. Unfortunately, many people never find that. Instead, they live their lives alone and lonely, never bonding with that special someone. For many, it means that they have been unwilling to be seen. As you heard me say before about human nature, times have changed, but human nature has never changed, and human nature can often cause us to hide ourselves from others. And sometimes it may be because we feel we won't be accepted for who we are. But sometimes it's a result of maybe a past trauma or pain that we put up walls and barriers to protect ourselves. But whatever the reason, a great number of people in our world today live solitary, and lives that are behind a mask of their own making. Hiding is an old as humility and humanity itself. Right at the beginning in the Bible, in Genesis, we see Adam and Eve messed up when they accept the dare from the serpent. So what did they do after that? Well, they went and hid immediately. Shame is our greatest impetus for hiding. Why? Because otherwise we need to stand naked before God, admitting our mistakes, our messed up situations, and our mediocrity. But Adam and Eve not only hid in the foliage from God, but they made a makeshift clothing so that they could further hide. You know, the fig leaf story. Well, maybe it was some kind of camouflage attempt to blend in with the forest, but it's definitely a metaphor for the layers that we pile upon ourselves, hoping that nobody will see our bad decisions, our bad character, our bad choices, or even bad obedience. The good news of Genesis, well, the good news is God forgives. God loves. God clothed Adam and Eve with something better. The protection, the forgiveness, the love, and the righteousness of God. And yet, even now, when we talk about Genesis, we talk about the fall than we do about God's grace. Often wondered about that. Why are we so obsessed with our badness that it's so hard for us not to face God with our failings, but to accept God's grace for ourselves and, you know, come out of hiding, so to speak? Hiding never did and never does do us any bit of good, especially when we hide from God. Why? Because God will find us anyway, and he usually does so with the people who allow themselves to be close with him. And whenever we succumb to the hiding, what we really are doing is hiding from ourselves, hoping that we can, you know, fill up or cover up that gap, that hole inside of us that longs to be seen, which is accepted and known and loved. The more we hide, the more we're longing to be seen and loved, and it just sort of gnaws at our heart and our soul. So when we keep ourselves from God, we also frequently keep ourselves from others, creating not only a shameful feeling inside of ourselves, but a deep longing for relationship, for companionship, and emotional intimacy, which can come out of things in and out in love. Sometimes it comes out in less than healthy ways. But it takes courage to stand before God and those we love and admit our faults, hoping for love and forgiveness and acceptance, especially if we're truly repenting and desiring for reconciliation. But this courage allows us to mend the gap or have a little bit of salve for our spirit, you know, soothing. Restoration is loving despite seeing. And that's what it talked about in the scripture that we read today, the story of Zacchaeus. A man who strived to see Jesus because he was deeply wanted to be seen. Often as we look at Zacchaeus as perhaps a haughty man, scripture tells us he was very rich and he was a tax collector, which also meant most of the people shunned him and didn't want to be around him. But the man described in Jesus' story as told by Dr. Luke does not come across that way. He urgently wants to see Jesus, and he obviously heard about him. He has heard about what he can do. He heard that Jesus doesn't ostracize people due to their occupation or their past. He, being Jesus, tries everything. And Zacchaeus did everything to get a glimpse of him coming down the road amidst the crowd. Now, the scriptures tell us that Zacchaeus, a man who was short of stature, a little bit like Ralphie. Well, perhaps that's a metaphorical thing as well as literal. So what'd he do? He runs ahead of the crowd and he climbs up a sycamore tree so that he can be seen by Jesus coming by. What does Jesus do? As soon as he comes to the tree, he looks up. And he looks right at Zacchaeus and he sees him and invites him to come down. Jesus, in fact, invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. Now, I want us to notice something about this scripture. Typically, when people tell this story, they say, well, Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house and then Zacchaeus had a change of heart. But that's not what the scripture is telling us. In fact, right there and right then, as people are grumbling around him because Jesus is talking with Zacchaeus by the side of the road, Zacchaeus immediately stood there and said, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Now, perhaps Zacchaeus thought if he does these things, he could earn the Lord's favor. But in fact, what does Jesus say? He said, today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. He went on to say the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost. Jesus seeks to see us also. just as we seek to see him, not because of what we do, but to make reconciliation. Although Jesus is happy that we're showing that kind of love to others, Jesus seeks to see us and accept us because of who we are. Now, the world may not accept Zacchaeus, but Jesus does and did. Many came to see Jesus, but few come into a relationship with the living God through Christ. And being a true disciple means allowing Jesus to see you in all of your humanness and seeking to let him forgive you in all of his grace. I don't know if you realize this or not, but Phil is always good about letting us know what's going on in the church calendar. And today is the day we celebrate Reformation Sunday, a movement that ensures that we ourselves could come face to face with Jesus without an intermediary, you know, like having to go to the priest on our behalf, without payment for sins committed and without punishment for revealing our sins. We're grateful when Martin Luther nailed his thesis to the door of the church in Wittenberg. He did so knowing that his dissension would be seen, but he also knew how important it was for all people to feel that they could approach a loving and forgiving and a grace-filled God through Christ who would see them, accept them, and love them. The Reformation accomplished a whole lot of wonderful things for us, the Church of Jesus Christ, not only in the year 2022, but for a long time now, and it's lasted for years and spread throughout many countries. But the best thing that it did was to assure us that we're loved just because God created us. We are loved just for who we are. Neat, unique individuals. And when God sees us, God does not see a mess. But God sees beauty. He sees hope. He sees joy and he sees pleasure. After all, we were created to have fellowship with him. He created us so that we would fellowship with him, and he would become our best friend. Even if we do mess up, God will always forgive, always receive, and refresh our spirits again and again and again. Now, we must never be afraid to approach God, for when we throw off our mask and stand before the Lord, it'll make it easier for us to allow us to throw off our mask and stand before others, receiving their grace and their love and their acceptance. We're worthy. Worthy is the Lamb, but we're also worthy because Jesus declares us worthy. So today, this beautiful day, we need to be like Zacchaeus, and we have to be given a new chance, and we are, if we'll only accept it. So as you approach Christ with the mask removed, in repentance, your soul and the hope in your heart, for he sees you, he knows you, and he accepts you, and he will receive you. What a wonderful, wonderful message of good news, and it is good news. And I hope and pray that all of you within the sound of my voice know that relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He loves you, he cares for you, and all you got to do is say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know about that Zacchaeus guy. I was almost as bad, if not worse, but I want you to come into my life and be Lord over it and establish a relationship with you, God Almighty, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who sees me and loves me and cares for me. And I hope that you have done that sometime in your life, and if you haven't, you can do it right now. Do it right now. God loves you, and so do we. Have a good day.